I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's me, Farman Ali Masumi, and with me,
Razia Najafi.
So today we are again having this privilege to start a new program about a Muslim lady, where we are discussing very, very important issues regarding Muslim family, Muslim lady. What kind of issue today we are having?
Yeah, one of the very, very important issue is what Islam says about having a very close and frankly in relationship with your wife, with your spouse.
So being very friendly and frankly with your wife.
Yeah, I think so. Mostly people, they think, oh, Islam or Quran means men. الرجال قوامون على النساء. So the respect belongs to men. Yeah, they have to get all the attention and respect, and women is there to just serve him. What do you think?
Unfortunately, nowadays because of this modernism, unfortunately the time of ignorance is coming back again. In the Arab of Jahiliya, this was the culture, they were men dominant. All the culture was men dominant. Everything was in men's hand, everything. So their families, their wives, their children, they had to respect their father.
Yeah, only father.
Unwantedly.
But what about Quran? What Quran says?
Quran says there is no difference between wife and husband.
There's any ayat about it?
Yeah, Quran says exactly the famous ayah, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna. You are garment for your wife and your wife is garment for yourself.
Awesome. The same wordings has been same used wordings. For both. There's no any
difference,
kind of difference.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The same respect you deserve as a husband.
Yeah.
The same respect your wife deserves as a wife.
Because both
maybe
are,
your
both
wife
of them,
deserves
are,
more respect.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're human being. There's mankind in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala.
So it's not like this. If man enters your house, your wife has to stand up and respect him, welcome him. It's not necessary.
But it's better.
It's better,
Definitely it has reward.
Yeah, manners.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean that always she has to start to greet. Yeah. Like how Islam says, greeting, saying salam is sawab. So even someone is, a child comes, you can just greet first,
Yeah, we always, unfortunately, in our society, we say children have to say salam to elders. It is must for
this
them.
This is not an Islamic culture.
Islam says to elders to do salam, to initiate in salam to children.
Yeah.
Our Holy Prophet, whenever he used to pass from children, he would initiate. And definitely he would initiate for everybody.
Yeah, but especially for children,
for
because
children.
It wasn't common. At-taslimu ala sibyani sunnati.
People of that time, they would think it's insulting to do salam, to
children.
Kids and to women.
Mr. Masumi, even now, because I'm traveling a lot, and especially women are coming to me and they are asking me that, sometimes we feel that it's our duty to greet. It's maybe it's wajib, it's incumbent upon us that to say salam to him and to respect him. Like, for example, in the languages, in Farsi, even you say Shuma and Tu. Means you. In English, you have only you. So in other languages, for you, with respectful is something
special
else.
Words,
exactly. So they say, men can say too, but women should always say Shuma,
With respect.
Yeah, so there's nothing
Islam
like that.
Islam condemns all views. Yeah, Islam says Both are same in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And I love this hadith, you know, like it shows that closeness and that amazing, lovely relationship between husband and wife when it comes to spirituality, to ibadah, to worship Allah, to seek knowledge. There's no any limits for both of them. So like the way husband should provide beautiful environment for wife, and wife should provide the beautiful environment for husband to groom, to get closer to Allah.
It's not like that men always they get this opportunity to go to pray to the mosque and do other ibadat, and ladies should always do the house chores and they should take care of children. No. Look at our ulama's life. Mm-hmm. Always they would help their wives to grow in, you know,
mashallah,
in ibadat and in spirituality.
Wow.
Sometimes they take care of children and say to their wives, you go and pray and you go recite Quran, you go do some ibadah.
Can't believe
I will
it.
Take care of children, definitely.
You know, it's a true feminism, yeah?
Feminism,
wow.
Exactly.
Wow, subhanallah, subhanallah. So the hadith which says, Rahim Allah rajulan qama min al-layl fasalla. You know, Allah definitely loves the man who gets up at night and he prays, definitely. But this part is very important. ثُمَّ أَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ. Yeah? The important point is that not only he's praying himself, but he is waking his family
waking his
up.
Family
yeah,
also.
like definitely with permission, with you know, their suggestions. Yeah.
If his wife says, wake me up for namaz ishab, for night prayers, then he... Yeah, first himself, he wakes up and prays, then wakes up his wife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then said, رحم الله امرأة قامت من الليل فصلت ثم أيقظت زوجها فصلى.
The same wordings for a woman and for a wife also. When she wakes up for the night prayers, she prays, then she wakes up her husband. So here Islam uses, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses the same wordings for husband and wives, as though there is no any difference.
And this is the true meaning of hunna libasun lakum wa antum libasun lahunna. Like you're providing libas taqwa, libas salat, you know, because salat is a beautiful light garment of nurani. Light means nur, yeah? Like garment of nur, garment of light. So then you know, hadith says, "Kutiba min al-dhakirin Allah kathiran wal-dhakirat." Because you are not only praying yourself, you are supporting others. Means
your
spouse, yeah. So Allah will count you from dhakirin, and if that person is female, from dhakirat. Dhakirat means
the person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So Islam wants a husband and a wife such like, you know, they should have very good friendship. They should be very friendly with each other. So each good or bad thing they should share with others.
Yeah, if you remember in one episode, I said, you know, I would love to talk about the wife of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Lady Hamida. Lady Hamida, you know, I was so fascinated by this information that, you know, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam used to train her. Like he really wanted her, means Lady Hamida, to reach to that level of as a scholar, as a teacher, as a mentor,
alima
faqiha of Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, or faqiha Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you believe it? Like not only he used to train her, teach her, educate her, but also he would invite others to come and ask your question from my
provide this opportunity
wife.
To grow her, you know.
And he used to introduce her as a teacher.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, yeah. Usually, you know, in our community, they say, no, don't come near to my wife, you know.
Yeah.
Don't ask her any question, even indirectly, even online. You know, it's not necessary you have to be physically in front of so many non-mahram. No, we are not talking. Definitely, we have to respect modesty and haya and hijab, you know. But look at this beautiful balance between haya, modesty, hijab, And this
spiritual growth.
Exactly. And, you know, I like the way A'imma alayhimus salam are just praising Lady Hamida. Like they're saying, she somehow, you can get this meaning that this is the wording of Imam, that ma zalatil malaika tahrisuha. She was constantly in the guard of malaika, means angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
In the security of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And like Lady Mary, how angels came down in the form of men to her and they started to
protect her.
They started to protect and to talk to her the same way the angels are coming down to Lady Hamida. And one more important thing which I really like is that, you know, the history never says Hamida, Lady Hamida, how she used to look, like her color, her background, you know, yeah, about her zahir.
Her race and her background, her nationality, identity, whatever.
That is not that important. The most important thing is that how much skills, you know, and purity she
had. It shows that how much they were close. Even Imam Sadiq, being an imam, he has such a high level spiritually, but he is such a close to his normal wife. She was not a ma'asum, or she was not...
You can't believe it. She was a slave.
Yes, slave. Girl,
She has come all the way from Africa.
And such a respect Imam alayhi salam showing to his wife.
So she was a normal lady, normal girl, but that was the beautiful teachings and akhlaq and, you know, manner of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that she has reached. She
grew such a high level that she was called Faqihatu Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam.
Subhanallah.
The scholar of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Definitely, this was the result of the closeness and frankness between husband and
wife.
That is a very, very fundamental issue.
And I like the way Imam is saying that Hamida. Hamida means what in Arabic language?
Hamida means the person who being praised by others.
Okay. So Hamida means the person being praised by others. Yeah, Hamida. Yeah. So I just love it, the way Imam is saying about Lady Hamida, that anti hamidatun fid dunya wa mahmudatun fil akhirah. Can you translate it for me?
In this world also, people praise you. Yeah. You are praised by people.
Exactly.
And in hereafter also, you are praised by Allah.
Angels and Allah Ta'ala.
And angels.
So somehow Imam is just informing us that she is Jannati. Her status is in Jannah, in paradise. Amazing.
So I hope our listeners also will try to have this much good relationship with their wives, with their husbands, so they can grow together spiritually and mentally also. So
inshallah.
With this, we are running out of time, and we will see you in next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return. The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.